Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball towards center. Hall settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hall. Colavito goes all the way around to score. Wagner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Zimmerman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whitfield out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Hall reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to second. two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zimmerman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Foes now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito is walked intentionally. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Jerry Foes now. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Terry, and towards Houser, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Houser steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Alves trying to get to third. Oliva throws the ball into Killebrew, who tags Alves for the out. Two outs. Bill Plyce now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Bob Allison pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 3 in the game. Valdespino takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison moves to third. Valdespino moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. John Sevcik now catching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield is hit by the pitch. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Sevcik and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to third. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Sevcik and he is safe. Gonzalez steals second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Mel Nelson now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. John Sevcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sevcik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.